This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with our newest contributor, the country gardener, Daryl David, talks about what vegetables you can still plant this late in the season. But first, a new poll is identifying the most American states in the country. Using 8 separate indicators, it ranged from number of homes with firearms and fast food restaurants per capita to bald eagles per square mile and Google searches for Bin Laden dead. In the end, it was Iowa and Ohio that claimed the top 2 spots respectively, while Nevada finished dead last. Iowa finished first, followed by Ohio, but then West Virginia finished third, followed by Alabama, South Dakota, Illinois, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri. Mississippi rounded out the top 10. Besides Nevada on the bottom of the list, Arizona, Hawaii, Utah, Rhode Island, Oregon, Connecticut, and California. Daryl David is a former cooperative extension gardening expert. He's now known as the country gardener. And I've got a question for Daryl. Can I still plant any vegetable in my garden, even though it's like mid to late July?
I know a lot of people, they think once the hot weather comes around and the weeds are growing, you can still put in a garden. It's still not too late. I plant 3 times in my garden. I plant in early to mid-April. I plant in mid to late May after frost, and then I plant again in July and August. And there's so many vegetables you can still be putting in. Beans you can be putting in, lima beans, pole beans, beets from seed. Beans I've been picking for a couple weeks now, and it takes about 55, 60 days. So if you put them in, you know, very soon, you'll have some in by mid-September with no problem, unless you get a killing frost. But yeah, broccoli, I know you like broccoli, don't you?
I love
cauliflower?
Broccoli.
Yeah. Some people don't like it because it makes you gassy, but who cares, you know? It's called natural, right? So broccoli and cauliflower you can be putting in transplants. You can do this right up till early August. Brussels sprouts you can be putting in. Should have been in a little bit earlier, but you can put cabbage, you can still be putting in. Carrots from seed you can be putting in. Cucumbers you got to do soon from seed. In fact, I was at a garden center and greenhouse operation, and they have beat up old plants. So make sure if you do go buy broccoli and cauliflower, make sure they're young transplants, not beat up old from springtime, because they won't really form, make nice heads like you should. Lettuce, I grow so much lettuce, and I've given you a little bit of lettuce,
sure,
right?
Sure, yeah, great lettuce.
So, yeah, that's right. I forgot to give you the bill for that, but I forget where it is now. It's at the back of the ranch. But leaf lettuces, red fire leaf lettuce, butter crunch, all the bib lettuces, very easy. 40 to 50 days from seed, or you can buy the transplants. Peas, I'd wait maybe another few weeks till, maybe early, mid-August. Peppers, you can still put some in. I forgot to put in poblano peppers. They'll come fast. Radishes, you can be putting in. Maybe you might want to hold off till August for radishes. And same as spinach, hold off. But the summer squash, I'm going to put another crop of zucchini and yellow squash for a fall crop, because they kind of poop out after a while. And then tomatoes, it's too late for that. But kale, kale is really big. You can do it from seed or transplants. Turnips also you can do. So those are just a few to get you started. Of course, you got to pull the weeds out if you got weeds in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how big a garden do you have?
About 8,000 square feet. So it keeps me busy. Keeps me out of trouble. Keeps me out of the house. Yeah, my wife locks the door, so I can't come in the house. You know, so she locks me out until it's dark.
And you've been doing this a long time.
Since I started gardening when I was 4 years old. I'm not a farmer. I don't come from a farm family. I was from suburbia, outside of Syracuse, New York. But I've been gardening since I was about 4, and then since 1971, I've been going big time in gardening. So, yeah, I have a little over an acre of property, but I enjoy it. I give most of it away. I give it away, except for people work here. I charge them, but no, just kidding.
Well, so, I know the stuff is great. So these are gardening tips. So you're going to join us every week and talk about this, right?
Well, it's up to you. So,
well, Daryl David, thank you so much, the country gardener, and thanks for being part of it.
You're welcome, Mike.
If you have questions for the Country Gardener or any questions about my program, America Weekend, please send me an email at MikeAW, like America Weekend, MikeAW at MikeBennettRadio.com. That's MikeAW at MikeBennettRadio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at MikeBennett11. With Daryl David, the Country Gardener, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America. Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Bullies in the workplace, they're alive and well and have found their way into the corporate world. They may be looking for you. Here's the social science of it. Today's workplace bullies are called cubicle bullies. They ostracize coworkers, spread office gossip, and insult people about their job performance or private life.
You are one pathetic loser.
More prevalent than sexual harassment, 3 out of every 10 employees have been victimized by cubicle bullies and rarely receive help or sympathy from their coworkers.
Oh, that's it. I give up.
In fact, management tends not to get involved because it looks more like a personality conflict.
This is a problem that won't just go away.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Bullies may make you think you're all alone, but you're not. Seek help. Learn how to take control and beat the bully at his own game. Has this happened to you? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
Remembered for almost dying from an adverse reaction to a sleep aid during his career, this NBA All-Star spent 13 seasons in the NBA, totaling almost 10,000 points.
It is a hard push after a turnover and a great pass to Pierce.
So where is Tom Gugliotta now? Tom had been living the quiet life since his retirement in 2005. He's worked at youth clinics for the Atlanta Hawks, passing on his knowledge to the next generation. Tom may have gone too far with the refs in 2012 while he attended a game between his alma mater, NC State, and Florida State.
He's making eye contact with the fans.
It's Tom Gugliotta and Chris Corciani, who was right. And they're being asked to leave. Wow.
Tom Gugliotta still making noise after all these years. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
The stripper movie with a heart of gold for gratuitous man meat. Magic Mike Double XL is large and in charge. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.